The following is a Sunday Feast lecture entitled Don't Put Yourself in the Center, Put Krishna in the Center. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari. Recorded on October 9th, 2011, in Riga, Latvia.
Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jatambara Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So I've been asked to give a topical lecture.
My Lord,
so I have chosen a topic which is very suitable. And the topic is Don't Put Yourself in the Center.
Un tēmas nosaukums ir nelieciet sevi centrā.
Put Krishna in the center.
Lieciet Krishna centrā.
You see, we're all suffering of a disease.
Saprotiet, mums visiem ir slimība.
That disease is called egocentrism.
No kuras mēs ciešam, un šī slimība ir egocentrisms.
Each one of us is thinking, I am the center of the universe.
Katrs no mums domā, es esmu visuma centrs.
And because of that disease, we are basing all of our happiness on serving our material senses.
Un šī slimības dēļ, mēs balstām visu savu laimi, visu savu laimi uz savu maņu apmierināšanu.
And then we wonder why we're frustrated.
Un tad mēs pēc tam brīnāmies, kāpēc mēs neko nesasniedzam.
Even after we make so many arrangements to satisfy and gratify our senses, we are still frustrated.
Un pat pēc tam, kad mēs esam veikuši tik daudz priekšdarbus un pielikuši tik daudz pūļu, lai apmierinātu savus maņas, mēs vienalga nesasniedzam vēlēto.
Because it is a false philosophy.
Tāpēc, ka tā ir viltus filozofija.
I'm not the center of the universe.
Jo es neesmu visuma centrs.
You are not the center of the universe.
Jūs neesat visuma centrs.
So why try to be something that you're not?
Tad kāpēc būt kaut kam, kas jūs neesat?
All you're doing is causing yourself frustration and bewilderment.
Viss, ko jūs tādā veidā radat, ir apjukums un pilnīga neapmierinātība.
We're trying to maintain an illusion.
Mēs cenšamies uzturēt ilūziju.
It's like a little kid taking those bubbles, you know, they take the soap and the thing, they blow a big bubble, you know.
Tas tā kā, piemēram, bērni, kas pūš ziepi burbuļus.
And he tries to protect that bubble from being popped.
Un tad viņš, he
the child tries to protect that bubble he blew from being popped.
Yeah, un tad tas bērns cenšas pasargāt šo te burbulu no tā, lai tas pārsprākst.
How long can he protect the bubble?
Bet cik ilgi viņš var aizsargāt šo burbuli?
What is in the Guinness Book of World's Record, what is the longest time a bubble ever was lasted? We can check in the Guinness Book of World Records. But the point is, it's very temporary thing.
Burbuli.
We may laugh at a foolish child who's trying to maintain that bubble for a long period of time. But we are guilty of exactly the same thing. We're trying to maintain a universe in which I am the center. Each one of us is trying to maintain a universe in which we are the center of it. You ever wonder why there's so much strife and conflict in the world? It's very simple, because everybody's trying to be the center. As long as you reinforce my conception that I'm the center, then I like you.
Tik ilgi, kamēr jūs atbalstat manu ideju par to, ka es esmu centrā, jūs man patīkat.
And as long as I reinforce your illusion that you are the center, then you like me.
Un tik ilgi, kamēr es atbalstu jūsu ideju, ka jūs esat centrā, es jums patīku.
If you don't gratify my false conception that I'm the center, then I don't like you.
Bet ja jūs neapmierinat manu šo te sajūtu, ka es esmu centrs, tad jūs man nepatīkat.
So in this way, everything is going on in this false way.
Un tā, viss notiek, iet pa šo nepareizo ceļu.
And the whole world is frustrated.
Un pilns, visa pasaule tādā ir.
This is exactly why the God-centered conception is the only solution for the world's problems.
Un tieši tāpēc, vienīgais risinājums visām pasaules problēmām ir pasaule, kurā centrā ir Dievs.
Īšavāšam idam sarvam yatkinča jagajam jagat. Isha Panishad states, mantra number one. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. Therefore, one should accept only those things necessary for himself,
tāpēc cilvēkam ir jāpieņem tikai tas, kas ir viņam nepieciešams.
Which is set aside as his quota.
Tas, kas viņam ir nolikts kā viņa daļa.
Knowing well to whom everything belongs.
Labi zinot, kam viss pieder.
So the real proprietor, that is God. The real proprietor is God.
Īstais īpašnieks ir Dievs.
That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 29.
Un Bhagavad Gita, piektajās nodaļas 29. pantā, tas arī apstiprināts.
Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantamrityati. Krishna says, I am the owner of everything, I am the enjoyer of everything, I am the best friend of everyone, and only one who knows this can achieve peace and happiness.
Kas pilnībā apzinās mani un zina, ka visi ziedojumi un askezes gal galā veltītas man, kas zina, ka es esmu visu planētu un padievis augstais kungs un visu dzīvo būtņu labvēlis, tas iegūst mieru un atbrīvojas no materiālajām ciešanām.
So if you want actual peace and happiness,
tātad vai jūs gribat patiesu
I have good news for you.
Man ir labas ziņas.
It's easy.
Tas ir viegli.
It's so easy to be happy in Christian in this world.
Ir tik viegli būt laimīgam šajā pasaulē.
It's not difficult.
Tas nav grūti.
Happiness is your divine birthright.
Laime ir jūsu dievišķās tiesības kopš dzimšanas.
Simply you must ignore the propaganda of those persons who are telling you the false way to be happy.
Vienkārši jums ir jāignorē tā nepareizā propaganda, kas to cilvēku, kas propaganda nepareizi.
They tell you the way to be happy is to eat this, smoke this, drink this.
Kas saka jums, lai būtu laimīgam, jāatzīt, šis jāsmeķē tas, jādzer tas.
Buy our product.
Pērtiet mūsu produktu.
Fly in our airplane.
Lidojiet ar mūsu lidmašīnā.
Wear this type of clothes.
Ģērbiet šīs drēbes.
They're just making money off of you. That's all they're doing. They're giving you this illusion of happiness. If you can have an iPhone, then you'll be happy. We do not become happy by any material sense gratification. The only thing that can make us happy is to be back in our original, natural, constitutional consciousness.
Vienīgais veids, kā kļūt laimīgiem, ir atgriezties savā mūsu dabiskajā, sākotnējā būtībā.
that I am the eternal servant of God.
Ka es esmu mūžīgs Dieva kalps.
And my happiness is to serve God.
Un mana laime ir tajā, ka es kalpoju Dievam.
But we foolishly try to become God.
Bet mēs muļķīgi cenšamies kļūt par Dievu.
Do you think you can be happy by trying to compete with God?
Jūs domājat, ka jūs varēsiet ļoti laimīgi cenšoties kļūt par Dievu?
Do you think you can successfully defeat him and take over his position?
Vai jūs domājat, ka jūs veiksmīgi varēsiet uzvarēt viņu un ieņemt viņu vietu?
Sometimes the demons do that.
Dažkārt dēmoni tā cenšas darīt.
They think they can kill God and take over his position.
Viņi domā, ka viņi var nogalināt Dievu un ieņemt viņu vietu.
But many demons tried.
Daudz dēmoni mēģināja.
And many demons died.
Un daudz dēmoni bojā.
You will not be successful in trying to compete with God.
Jūs nebūsiet sekmīgi cenšoties sacensties ar Dievu.
So in English we have a saying.
Angliski ir tāds teiciens.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Ja jūs nevarat viņus uzvarēt, pievienojieties viņiem.
So if you can't defeat God, if you can't take over his position,
ja jūs nevarat uzvarēt Dievu, jūs nevarat pārņemt viņu vietu, ieņemt viņu vietu.
You should serve him.
Jums ir jākalpo viņam.
Don't be an enemy of God.
Nesiet Dieva ienaidnieks.
Become a friend of God.
Kļūstiet par Dieva draugu.
By surrendering to him.
Uzticot sevi viņam.
Krishna wants you to surrender to him.
Krishna vēlas, lai jūs uzticat sevi viņam.
He orders this in the Bhagavad Gita.
Viņš dod šādu norādījumu Bhagavad Gita.
Chapter 18, text 66.
18. Nodaļas 66. Pants.
Sarva dharman puritraja mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayami ma shuchah. Give up all other conceptions of happiness and take one happiness only, and that is serving me.
Atmet visus idejas par laimi un pieņem tikai vienu laimes veidu, un tas ir kalpošana man.
I don't care how sinful you've been.
Man nav svarīgi, cik tu esi grēkojis.
I don't care how crazy or lazy or what all bad qualities you may have, it doesn't matter.
Nav svarīgi, cik traks vai slims tu esi bijis un kādas tev ir sliktas īpašības bijušas.
But I will deliver you from all of your bad karma.
Es tev atbrīvošu no visas tavas sliktās karmas.
All you have to do is surrender to me.
Viss, kas tev jādara, jāuztic sevi man.
So, do you have bad karma you'd like to get rid of tonight?
Jums ir slikta karma, jūs gribētu tikt vaļā no tās?
Would you like to become walk away from this lecture as a liberated soul?
Vai jūs vēlētos, lai jūs varētu iziet no šīs lekcijas kā atbrīvot dvēseli?
Actually, you can do that tonight if you want.
Un jūs varat to šovakar izdarīt, ja vēlaties.
It's just a matter of having the right mood.
Tas ir viss atkarīgs no tā, lai jums būtu pareizais prāta stāvoklis.
Then, my dear Krishna, from thousands and millions of lifetimes, I defied your authority.
Dārgais Krishna, tūkstošiem miljoniem dzīves esmu noliecis tavu autoritāti.
But now I realize I've been a complete fool and a rascal to do so.
Un es saprotu, ka es esmu pilnīgs muļķis un neļāgi bijis tā rīkojoties.
So now I am begging you, please accept me as your eternal servant.
Tagad es lūdzu tevi pieņem mani kā tavu mūžīgu kalpu.
Please bless me that from here on, my every thought, my every word, my every deed, in all times, places and circumstances may be for your pleasure.
Lūdzu, dod man svētību, lai no šī brīža katrs man doma, vārds un darbība visos apstākļos un jebkurā laikā būtu tikai vienīgi tā tev par prieku.
If you can fully adopt this mood,
ja jūs varat pilnībā pieņemt šo prāta stāvokli,
Srila Rupa Goswami says you will become a liberated soul.
Srila Rupa Goswami saka, ka jūs kļūsiet par atbrīvotu dvēseli.
Even here in this material existence.
Pat šeit, materiālā eksistencē.
He says in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu,
Viņš saka Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu,
Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gara nikalas vapyavastasu jivan muktasa uchate. Anyone who engages their thoughts, words and deeds in the service of Krishna,
Ik viens, kurš iesaist savas domas, vārdus un darbus kalpošanā Krishna,
fully absorbs himself in this way, immediately becomes a liberated soul even within this material existence. So there's nothing holding you back from being a liberated soul right now at this minute, except for one thing. If you don't want to be liberated, it's like we can take the worm out of the stool.
Tā kā, piemēram, mēs varam izņemt kādu cērumu no izkārnījumiem ārā.
Feeling very sorry for the poor creature.
Mēs izrādām, ka žēlistību nabaga radījumam.
And as soon as you let go of him, where will he go?
Un ne tikko, kā mēs aiziesim projām, kur tā cērumu dosies?
You'll crawl back into the stool.
Nā, dosies atpakaļ izkārnījumus.
Home, sweet home.
Saldās mājas.
So in this way, do not remain a fool.
tādā veidā nepalieciet par muļķi.
Embracing that which is the very cause of misery.
Apņemot to, kas ir patiesībā visus ciešanu cēlonis.
The false bodily conception of the self.
Šo te ķermenisko koncepciju par sevi.
Wake up.
Pamostieties.
Realize you're not your body.
Saprotiet, ka jūs nesat šis ķermenis.
You're the eternal spirit soul.
Jūs esat mūžīgi garīgi dvēsele.
You are the eternal servant of Krishna. That is your eternal identity.
Jūs esat mūžīgs Krišnas kalps, un tā ir jūsu mūžīgā identitāte.
If you will embrace this identity,
ja jūs pieņemsiet šo te identitāti,
you become the happiest person.
Jūs kļūsiet par laimīgāko.
You become full of knowledge.
Jūs būsiet kļūsiet zināšanu.
Full of realization.
Pilns ar realizāciju.
Full of love.
Pilns ar mīlestību.
Full of compassion.
Pilns ar līdzjūtību.
Full of happiness.
Pilns ar laimi.
Peaceful.
Mierīgs.
All saintly qualities will come to you.
Un visas svētās īpašības atnāks jums.
Now it's up to you.
Tagad tas atkarīgs no jums.
Do you want to remain an ordinary soul caught up in the cycle of birth and death?
Vai jūs vēlaties palikt par parastu dvēseli, kas ir šajā te dzimšanas un nāves ciklā?
Or do you want to be a liberated soul?
Vai jūs vēlaties būt atbrīvota dvēsele?
Free from the chains of karma.
Kas ir brīva no karmas.
Qualified to enter the spiritual kingdom the time of leaving your body.
Sagatavojiet sevi, lai jūs būtu kvalificēts ieiet Dieva valstībā, tad, kad jums būs jāatstāt ķermenis.
You can do what you want.
Jūs varat darīt, ko jūs vēlaties.
You can maintain your false conception that you're the center.
Jūs varat uzturēt savu nepareizo koncepciju, ka jūs esat centrs.
Or you can realize that this false conception is your greatest enemy.
Vai arī jūs varat saprast, ka šī nepareizā uztvere ir jūsu lielākais ienaidnieks.
And you can kick it out of your heart right now.
Un jūs varat izspert to no savas sirds nekavējoties.
And don't let it ever come back again.
Un nekad neļaut vairāk te atgriezties.
Never tries to sneak back in, give it an even harder kick.
Un tikko tā mēģina atkal ielavīties iekšā vēl spēcīgāk spēlēt.
Until finally that false ego doesn't bother you anymore, it just doesn't waste its time with you.
Un galā beigsies ar to, šī viltus ego vairāk jūs netraucēs nemaz.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Un tagad es jautāju, vai ir kādi jautājumi?
Yes.
Kā to izdarīt? How to do that? How to do that?
Yes. You have to, Rupa Goswami says?
Rupa Goswami saka?
Adaugara Shvayam. The first step is to take short of a bona fide spiritual master.
Pirmais solis ir pieņemt patvērumu pie paties garīgās skolotāji.
Put yourself under his instructions.
Uzticiet sevi viņa norādījumiem.
Just like if you're sick?
Kā piemēram, kad jūs...
You want to get well? What do you do? You go to a doctor. And you follow his instructions. So now you are sick. Baba Rogue. You have this sickness called the repetition of birth and death. So you must go to a spiritual master. And follow his instructions and then you will become liberated. Any other questions?
Es jautāju svētību Guru Maharājam, lai viņš man dod spēku, lai es varētu atkārtot 16 aprīļus. Viņš man deva šo svētību, bet man tas tā joprojām nav izdevies. Un es vēlos joprojām, lai Guru Maharājs man palīdz. Once I asked for your blessings that I am able to chant 16 rounds, but I have to confess that I'm not able to do that. And I approach you and ask you for your help. What can I do to
the easiest thing is don't take any vishalam until you finish your rounds every day. You get your rounds then for sure.
Tad jūs pilnīgi droši pabeigsiet savus apus.
This works.
Tas darbojas.
Why would you feed your body and not feed your soul? Is that very intelligent?
Kāpēc jūs barojat savu ķermeni, bet nebarojat savu dvēseli, tas ir saprātīgi?
So if you will make a vow, I won't take my prasad till I finish my rounds of eating, you'll get those rounds then for sure.
Jums ir jādod zvēras, ka jūs neēdīsiet prasādam, kamēr jūs nebūsiet pabeigts 16 aprus, tad jūs varēsiet.
Any other questions?
Vēl jautājumi?
Yes.
Ko darīt, lai visi baudītu par šādam, jo neticīgie viņi vairās, ir neticīgie, kas vairās no par šādam, viņi saka, pārāk liels spēks ir. Ko darīt? Daudz ko zaudē. There are people who are afraid of prasādam because it is too powerful. And they don't realize how much they lose, but because of that, by not taking prasādam. So, what could be done?
Don't tell them it's prasādam.
Nesakiet viņiem, ka tas ir prasādam.
Here's a really good piece of cake. Check it out. Is it prasādam from that Hare Krishna temple?
Vai tas ir prasādam no Hare Krishna temple?
Oh, no, it's not prasādam.
That's not prasādam. So is lying acceptable in this?
We usually don't tell lies, but sometimes we can tell a lie. If by lying they will take prasādam, then go ahead and lie a little bit. It is called transcendental lie. And I'm not lying about this.
Un es nemeloju par to.
Next question.
Nākamais
jautājums. Damadam? No, you're just reaching for the camera. Reaching for the camera. Everybody's satisfied.
Vai visi ir apmierināti?
Everybody's ready to surrender.
Vai visi ir gatavi uzticēt sevi Dievam?
Give up the false conception that you are the center of the universe.
Atmest šo te viltus izpratni, ka es esmu visum centrs.
Who is not ready to give up this false conception? Raise your hands.
Kurš nav gatavs atmest šo te uzskatu? Paceliet rokas.
There's one holdout. Why you don't want to give it up?
Kāpēc jūs nevēlaties atteikties no tā? Es gribu, bet nesanāk. I want, but I can't make it up.
Why not? What's the difficulty?
Kur ir grūtība? It happens unconsciously. Tas neapzināti notiek.
That means you're letting your mind maintain control over you.
Tas nozīmē, ka jūs ļaujat savam prātam kontrolēt sevi.
You're remaining a slave of your mind.
Jūs paliekat par savu prāta vergu.
You're not meant to be a slave of your mind.
Jums nav jābūt savu prāta vergam.
Human life means you become the master of your mind.
Cilvēka dzīve nozīmē, ka jūs kļūstat par savu prātu saimnieku.
That's what you have to do. You have to become the master of your mind.
Tas, kas jums ir jādara, jums ir jākļūst par savu prātu saimnieku.
You have to show your mind that you are the boss, not the mind.
Jums ir jāparāda savam prātam, ka jūs esat boss, nevis prāts.
Any question?
Vēl jautājumi?
Jā.
Kā atšķirt, vai tas, ko es gribu, ir mana prāta vēlme vai dvēseles vēlme? How to distinguish that particular desire is the desire of my mind or the desire of the soul?
Ask the spiritual master.
Jautājiet vienīgiem skolotājiem.
That's why he's there.
Tāpēc arī viņš ir šeit.
Any other question? Yeah.
Reizēm dzirdu lekcijās tādus vārdus kā jogamāja un mahamāja. Vai nevarētu īsumā pastāstīt, kas tie tādi ir?
Lekcijās es dzirdu vārdus jogamāja un mahamāja. Vai jūs īsumā varētu pastāstīt, ko tas nozīmē? I regularly hear in the lectures these terms, Yogamaya and Mahamaya. Could you explain the meaning of them?
Yes, Yogamaya is the spiritual energy of the Lord.
Yogamaya ir Dieva garīgā enerģija.
And Mahamaya is the external, the material energy of the Lord.
Mahamaya ir ārējā, materiālā Dieva enerģija.
Yogamaya is very nice, very good.
Yogamaya tā ir ļoti laba.
Mahamaya is very dangerous. We have to avoid them.
Mahamaya ir ļoti bīstama. Mums ir jāizvairās no tās.
When we chant Hare Krishna, actually we're praying to the spiritual energy of the Lord.
Bet, kad mēs skandējam Hare Krishna, mēs vēršamies pie Dieva
enerģijas. Hare. That Yogamaya is originally in the presence of Srimati Radharani.
Un Yogamaya, tā viņa pārstāv Srimati Radharani.
She is the original personification of the spiritual energy of the Lord.
Viņa ir sākotnējā šīs garīgās enerģijas, kunga enerģijas personifikācija.
So when we chant Hare Krishna, we're praying to that spiritual energy, that Yogamaya.
Un kad mēs skandējam Hare Krishna, tad mēs lūdzamies šo te garīgo enerģiju, Yogamaya.
And we are praying to Krishna.
Un mēs lūdzam Krishna.
That you please engage me in your service.
Lūdzu, iesaisti mani kalpošanā sev.
Mahamaya is the energy which deludes us into thinking that we are the center of the universe.
Mahamaya ir tā enerģija, kas mūs maldina, sakot mums, ka mēs esam visuma centrs.
Mahamaya is the energy that deludes us into thinking that I'm this body.
Un Mahamaya ir tā enerģija, kas maldina mūs un liek mums domāt, ka es esmu šis ķermenis.
Mahamaya is the energy that deludes us into thinking that we can be happy by material sense gratification.
Mahamaya ir tā enerģija, kas maldina mums liekot domāt, ka mēs būsim laimīgi apmierinot savus materiālās maņas.
The Yogamaya engages us in Krishna's service.
Yogamaya iesaista mums kalpošanā Krishnam.
So we have to take shelter of Yogamaya and avoid Mahamaya.
Mums jāpieņem patvērums pie Yogamayas un jāizvērās no Mahamayas.
Any other questions?
No, your time.
Yes.
Tulasi pranāma mantra, daži bhaktas atkārto Višņas vārdu, daži Krišņas vārdu. Lūdzu, izskaidroju šo. In Tulasi pranāma mantra, some devotees pronounce the name of Vishnu, some the name of Krishna. Could you explain this aspect?
Yes, when Prabhupada first introduced Tulsi worship in ISKCON,
kad Prabhupada iepazīstināja pirmo reizi ar kalpošanu Tulsi,
he wrote a letter in which he told us how to chant the Tulsi Pranama Mantra.
Viņš uzrakstīja vēstuli, kurā viņš izskaidroja, kā Tulsi Pranama Mantra pareizi.
And in that letter he said, Vishnu Bhakti Pradidevi.
Un tajā vēstulē teiks Vishnu Bhakti.
Later on, when they made the Vaishnava songbook,
vēlāk, kad tika izdot Vaishnava dziesmu grāmatu,
they put Krishna Bhakti Pradidevi.
Tur bija Krishna Bhakti.
I asked the editor of the songbook, why you put Krishna when Prabhupada told us Vishnu?
Un es jautāju dziesmu grāmatas redaktoram, kāpēc jūs uzrakstījāt Krishna, ja Prabhupada ir rakstījis Vishnu?
And he said that in Vrindavan, Prabhupada said it should be Krishna.
Un viņš teica, ka Vrindavanā Prabhupada teica, ka tur jābūt Krishna.
But who Prabhupada said that to, we don't know.
Bet kam Prabhupada to teica, mēs nezinām.
Somebody said that Prabhupada said.
Kāds teica, ka Prabhupada teica.
So the editor of the songbook admitted that actually there it was more solid evidence for using Vishnu than there was for using Krishna.
Un grāmatas redaktors atzina, ka ir uzskatāmāks pierādījums tam, ka jālieto Vishnu.
But the songbook editors decided not to switch it to Vishnu because they already put Krishna.
Bet redaktors arī nolēma nemainīt uz Vishnu, jo bija Krishna jau ierakstīts.
But actually Vishnu and Krishna are the same person.
Bet patiesībā Vishnu un Krishna ir viena tā pati persona.
So whether you have Vishnu Bhakti or Krishna Bhakti, either way you're okay.
Vai jūs saņemsiet Vishnu Bhakti vai Krishna Bhakti, abos gadījumos arī jums būs kārtībā.
What is it? What does Vaishnava mean? Do you know what the term Vaishnava means?
Zinat, ko nozīmē Vaishnava?
Devotee of Vishnu.
Vishnu kalps.
So we are called Vaishnavas, we're not called Krishnavas. We're Vaishnavas. So whether you pray Vishnu Bhakti or Krishna Bhakti, it's the same thing.
Tāpēc Vishnu Bhakti vai Krishna Bhakti viens tas pats.
So what do I do? Have you attended Tulsi worship here in the morning when I was here? When I lead the Tulsi prayers, how do I do it? Who's here at Tulsi worship when I lead the... What do I say, Vishnu or Krishna? I say Vishnu. Because that's how Prabhupada trained us. I saw the letter and I have a copy of the letter also where Prabhupada says Vishnu. So to say Vishnu is more authoritative than saying Krishna. Because they are the same person, if you say Krishna Bhakti, I will not complain. I go with whatever the leader does, I do. If the leader says Krishna Bhakti, then I go Krishna Bhakti.
If
the leader says Vishnu Bhakti, I say Vishnu Bhakti. But when I'm leading, I say Vishnu Bhakti. So you can do what you like. My disciples will probably go with Vishnu Bhakti. But if you all want to chant Krishna Bhakti, I have no complaint. But if you ask me what is more authoritative, I will tell you Vishnu Bhakti is more authoritative. Any other questions? This is your chance to ask that question. Go ahead, do it. Yes.
There are different levels of consciousness, and then there are different demons.
Demons.
Do spiritual masters see a demon in that particular person?
What do you think?
How is the one?
He says yes, they do. Yes, the spiritual masters can definitely see demons in the heart. And the spiritual master, he is an empowered exorcist. That he can command that demon to leave your heart. If you submit yourself to the spiritual master, he can command the demons to leave your heart. The spiritual master is very heavy. He has the full potency of Krishna. And he can drive all the demons out of your heart if you're willing to submit to him. Any other questions? Yes.
Kad ir tas brīdis, kad cilvēks satiek savu garīgo skolotāju? When the moment comes, when is that moment when one meets one's spiritual master?
It could come at any time.
Tas var nāk jebkurā brīdī.
When you least expect it.
Vismaz tajā brīdī, kad jūs to vismazāk sagaidat.
Wow, I just met my spiritual master.
Oh, es nu pats satiku savu garīgo skolotāju.
That happened to Prabhupada. He was sitting in his office at the Bose chemical factory. He was a manager of a huge chemical factory. Extremely busy young man. And then his friend, Narendranath Malik, he came to the office, he said, Abhai Babu, there's this sadhu from Mayapur, you must come and see him. He said, I've seen so many sadhus, that's all right, I have my work to do. No, Abhai Babu, you must come immediately.
No,
this is not one of those ordinary so-called sadhus. This is a great, Vaishnava, a great pure devotee of the Lord, you must come and meet him.
Tas nav, tas no tiem vienkārši parastajiem sadu, tas ir īsts Vaishnava, paties Dieva kalps, tev jānāk un jāsteikās ar viņu.
Because Narendranath Malik was so persistent, he said, okay, I'll come for a few minutes.
Un tāpēc, ka viņa draugs bija ļoti tāds uzstājīgs, prapātējis labi, es dažām minūtēm saiziešu.
So as soon as Prabhupada walked in the door and sat down,
un tikko Prabhupada iegāja pa durvīm un apsēdās,
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gave him an order. He said, you must spread this in Krishna consciousness movement to the English-speaking world.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur pagriezās pret viņu un deva viņam norādījumu. Tev ir jāizplat šī Krishna apziņa angliski runājušajās valstīs.
He just walked in the door, a complete stranger.
Viņš iegāja pa durvīm, pilnīgs svešinieks.
And now the guru is giving him an order.
Un guru dod viņam norādījumu.
And he didn't like that.
Un viņam tas nepatika.
He argued.
Viņš iebilda.
He said, who will hear our message, our Krishna message? We are a dependent nation. We must do Gandhi's program and get the British out of India. First, independence, and then we'll think about Krishna consciousness. But Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati was very heavy and to the point that this message has, there's nothing to do with politics. We don't have to wait for any political change to do the highest welfare activity. So when Prabhupada was defeated by his argument, he was very happy. He was so happy. Yes, this is the proper person to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world.
Jā, tas ir tas īstais cilvēks, kurš ir kuram izplatīt kunga Čaitanjas misiju pa visu pasauli.
And he knew, I have met my spiritual master.
Un viņš zināja, jā, es esmu saticis savu garīgo skolotāju.
And he always meditated on him for the rest of his life. He never forgot that moment. He always meditated on Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Un viņš vienmēr meditēja uz savu garīgo skolotāju, nekad neaizmirst šo te momentu.
So at any moment, you never know when Krishna is going to bring you in the presence of your spiritual master.
Tas var notikt jebkurā brīdī, jūs nekad nezināt, kad Krishna jūs nostādīs jūsu garīgā skolotāja priekšā.
Keep your eyes and ears open.
Tāpēc turiet savus acis un ausis vaļā.
If you look sincerely looking for a spiritual master,
jūs pat patiesi meklējat garīgo skolotāju.
And you're begging Krishna to reveal to you who is your spiritual master.
Un lūdzat, lai Krishna atklāja, kas ir jūsu garīgais skolotājs.
Krishna will answer your prayer.
Krishna atbildēs uz jūsu lūkšanā.
That moment will come, you say, yes, now I have met my guru.
Un tas brīdis pienāks, un jūs teiksiet, jā, lūk, es satiku savu guru.
So our time is up.
Mūsu laiks ir cauri.
And we thank you all very much.
Paldies visiem.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace, Shrimad Sankarsana Dasavatara Maharaj ki jai.